listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to hang out with us here, you're more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776. Wow, I didn't know this. I'm just looking at a list of most sacks by in each organization. Who do you think Tampa's leader, sacks leader, is?
Devin White?
No, all time.
Oh, Simeon Rice?
No, Warren Sapp.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them are outside.
Yeah, no, I would, but
Warren Sapp played did there that for a from while. Inside? Yeah, he did. No question. But 77 sacks with the franchise. Guess who Tennessee's is?
Who? Oh, let me think. Not Javon Kearse. It's not going to be one of these Oiler things, right?
Yes, it is.
Ray Childress.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Ray Childress, 76 and a half sacks. That still is their record. Some of them are a little. Jacob Green, former Aggie. That's so dumb to say former Aggie.
Why is
Aggie
so dumb, Jacob, John?
Because he's an Aggie. You're never a former Aggie.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
James Harrison with the Steelers. Reggie White. Gastineau. Michael
Gastineau's number one?
Not for the Jets.
Yeah, they haven't had a pass rusher in about a decade.
Ricky Jackson's the Saints. Yeah. Michael Strahan. That one's pretty obvious. Andre Tippett for the Patriots.
Wow.
That's a while ago.
You know what's going to be interesting is this is what it's going to look like with so many players likely to start bouncing around organizations and stuff like that, with quick game being the way it is where you get the ball out
quickly.
Yeah,
they're not going to be as many sacks.
Although you are going to have more, I don't know, because you are going to have more, they throw the ball more now, but it's not the 7-step, 10-step. Remember when the drops used to be like 10 steps?
Right. Namath used to run back.
Yeah,
it was like,
Lee.
Dell, who's yours all-time leader?
Easy, it's Jason Taylor.
Jason Taylor. Greg Townsend's the Raiders leader.
The guy from the 80s, 90s?
Yeah.
That Raider?
Yeah.
Dude, Cam Jordan has 94 and a half sacks. He's got to be getting close to Ricky Jackson.
Ricky Jackson, where is he?
128.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot.
Cam can catch him, but it could be close.
He's got 115 official sacks. So he's got he could pass them this year.
Oh, well, that was maybe his sacks that weren't just.
Here's another inside guy, John Randall for the Vikings.
Wait, Cam can't catch him this year. He had 94. You said 115. He's not going to have 20.
Oh, not 20, not 20.
John Randall, another inside guy.
Yeah.
Look at all these inside guys.
Yeah. Leslie O'Neal for the Chargers. Leonard Little, he kills people. Derek Thomas.
What?
Robert Mathis. Tony Brackens for the
Robert Mathis is ahead of Syracuse. The other one. Robert Mathis for
Freeney.
Colts.
Yeah, yeah.
Head of Freeney.
Yeah, head of Dwight Freeney.
Dwight Freeney, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just played longer, I guess.
JJ here. How about this? Clay Matthews III for the Packers and Clay Matthews Jr. for the Browns, his dad. That's something.
Pretty impressive.
That the Browns haven't been in. DeMarcus Ware, Von Miller. How about that? Yeah. DeMarcus Ware for the Cowboys. Richard Dent for the Bears.
Why Ravens?
The Ravens is, you know who it is. Guess.
Is it?
Just left them.
Suggs?
Yep.
Yeah. Boomerville wasn't there long enough. Remember Suggs got beat up because he's like, oh, he only ran a 4.79 or 4.87 or something. Very slow 40 time. So he obviously couldn't rush the passer.
Yep. Freddie Joe
Except
Nunn.
Except that he had a ton of sacks in college and a ton of sacks in the pros.
Freddie Joe Nunn for the Cardinals and John Abraham from the Falcons.
Freddie Joe Nunn. That sounds terrible. Who are the Cowboys? Oh, DeMarcus.
DeMarcus Ware. Marcus Ware was that makes sense.
Rams.
The Rams was Leonard Little.
More than Kevin Green. Well, I guess Kevin Green didn't spin a lot.
No, he went to Steelers and
right? Yeah.
So it's got to be the most with that franchise. Jalen Ramsey has come out, and he says that Deshaun is never going to play another down for the Houston Texans.
Why are we?
They have the same agent.
Yeah, Mulligetta.
Right. Played this the same game plan as Deshaun,
same
right?
Same game plan. That's why people think that this is Mulligetta's game
this
plan.
This is his
ultimately,
deal.
Ultimately, if you don't like the contract, just sign the contract. If you don't like it, we'll get you out of there.
Does this hurt if you're a David Mulligetta
client?
A team would make think twice about drafting you?
It should. Yeah, I would think so. Because this is now his third client who's done this. I was told there's a... I'll find out who the other one was, but... This is now his third client who's done this.
Who has pulled a, I'm not playing for you anymore.
Yeah. I'll pull the other one up because I had somebody send it to me once. I'm like, ooh, that's not great.
David Mulligetta clients.
Apparently. Well, he's got Michael Thomas, too, from the Saints.
Yikes.
Of course, you could just get out of there if you want to. But
well, now that Drew is gone, more than likely, is Michael Thomas. Well, Michael Thomas is in. Michael Thomas is a problem as it is, let alone without being able to get the ball. What's he going to be like? Is he going to be Odell like when that quarterback can't get him the ball?
He's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
And that's why there has
it's
been
not like
some
he
rumors.
Hasn't been a pain in the ass already.
No, that's why there's been some rumors. I'm trying to see Michael Thomas, Deshaun Watson, Jalen Ramsey, Buda Baker, but he's got someone else. There's another client that did the same thing, but I can't remember who it is, but so now, and I want to say he is, so I got to see who is, because I can go find it. I can go find his agency, the name of his agency, but
he's Athletes First.
Is he Athletes First right now?
Yes.
Okay, so he is, Athletes First is bigger, but Mulligetta is the agent inside of Athletes First. So a lot of them have their own, their own client base. Because Aaron Rodgers is with Athletes First, and he's not a Mulligetta prospect or client. But yeah, I would think so. If you think that your guy is not going to, the guy that you want to, it hasn't hurt Scott Boras up to this point, I don't think.
No, but that's different,
who,
though.
Actually, the Astros didn't draft a – actually, Boras guys don't always get drafted
no.
by the team who has a chance to draft Boras
No, but
guys.
Then they did end up drafting him, and then he never played for them.
Oh, I think it was Kelechi Osemele was the other one that may have done something like that.
Okay. Hey, you got to think about it when Boras is the – because you know when it comes to the negotiations that Boras is going to work you hard. Now, this is a little different, though.
They got worked hard, all right.
If there's a tendency for these guys to all of a sudden just whenever they just don't want to be there anymore to just trade me or I'm not playing, and this is an ongoing occurrence, that's real. And this, honestly, there has not been a day that ESPN has not done a Deshaun Watson, something about Deshaun Watson. And for multiple segments, there is not a day that goes by that the Texans don't look like an horrific organization. Not that they shouldn't. I mean, it is the worst organization maybe in sports right now.
But do you think this is who's mishandling their quarterback more, Cowboys or Texans? How are the Texans mishandling their quarterback right now?
Well, by not granting his wishes and trading him.
I mean, that's literally that's what they're Rapunzeling him, but how are they mishandling him? Because I get it. They thought he was going to – I mean, they could have definitely finessed that one way, way better. How are the Cowboys mishandling Dak? Do they have to give him $40 million? I mean, honestly.
Yes.
I just do not see Dak being a guy who elevates everyone around him. Am I wrong? Maybe I'm wrong. I just don't see Dak as a guy who elevates the players around him. You throw $40 million and you're stuck now. This is what it is. Once you get $40 million, your salary cap is, you got hits. Like the Texans, they're stuck. I mean, if they move Deshaun Watson, they're going to get blasted salary cap wise, and they're going to lose all of their money. that they gave him, $27 million. It's just gone. Like, how's that miss? I think it'd be mishandling him to trade him for something that's not of equal value. You would have cost the team money.
But wait a minute. But they should they at least be fielding? I mean, because they're just hanging up. Nope. Now you're talking about Deshaun.
Oh, no. I think they should. Line should be open for sure.
Well.
Of course, you know what's going to happen then? As soon as they do that, Mulligetta and his side is going to leak everything to all these shows. And it's going to be, why wouldn't the Texans make this move? Why wouldn't the Texans? If you thought you could keep it quiet, you could. But we've already seen there's no chance.
No, there's no chance you can keep it quiet. And you're taking a stance that we ain't trading. That's it. Deshaun, you're going to be here or you ain't playing. That's the stance you're taking because we aren't even fielding, not even fielding any calls. And he said, I mean, he has said, I'm not interested in trading the player, period. 913 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Come hang.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 916. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3777. Thanks for that, Niall. Niall sent me a roughnecks picture. Yeah, couple of wide receivers hanging out. A little roughnecks football next spring. Y'all excited? Yes, you're excited. We're gonna be back.
I like.
Have you guys watched 1 minute of?
Y'all excited? Yeah, you're excited. You see how he does that? You roll through it.
Yeah.
Well, you think the Rockets have a good team this year?
No, that was
a
rhetorical. That was a rhetorical question. Of course, you're excited.
Right. True.
Do you guys have you guys watched 1 minute of SWAC football?
No.
I have not either.
Not a minute. Isn't there another league playing too?
There are multiple. I mean, North Dakota State finally lost the regular season game.
That's FCS. You never watch that anyway. Is it?
I gotta see. Actually, I think this kid, Drew Himmelman, maybe. No. There's one player or two players who are expected to be drafted.
That are playing now?
Who might have actually been invites to that virtual combine, which it doesn't matter. Like, you can be playing. You're just going to be interviewing with teams. So, what's the problem? You know, play, get some tape. I still think it's smart. If you have a chance to play right now in the spring, I don't think it's such a bad idea. I mean, if you're playing right now in the spring, you're not a high-rated player. More than likely, you're not, you're not going to be an early player.
No.
Not the ones who are still there. Why not? Why not play? I wouldn't mind going. Are there any games around here?
Well, there was one up in Dallas that we were giving tickets to.
Yeah,
Drew
Hill's going to play.
March 13th.
I mean, TSU's going to play here. Yeah. Prairie View, you can go see Prairie View or TSU.
TSU plays Prairie View tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Where?
At Prairie View.
At Prairie View.
I can just take tickets from Hill and go see, at halftime, Drew Hill and Cisco.
What about the battle of those bands?
The battle of the
TSU
bands.
TSU and Prairie View.
And the party will keep
tomorrow
going
at
the
7.
Tomorrow 7?
Yes.
Lance, you got plenty of time to get up there.
And the party will keep going in the stands. And if it rains, we've got covered.
It's not going to rain tomorrow. It's not going to rain tomorrow.
It's in the commercial.
It's the first game for each team.
Their first game. Nice. Yep. Well, no wonder I haven't watched them.
Do you think that's the reason?
No, that's not it.
No.
I've got the Tom Tynan clip from Dr. Evil.
Oh, you do? We got
to just sent it to you.
Can we play it, though? It was on another station. We can't play it.
Well, there are rules, Lance. Yeah. I know you don't care about them.
It's called FCC.
Actually, no. This is his. It's off the radio. It was recorded off the radio.
Well, it's still there.
But yeah.
Will y'all stop? Stop being a... I can't believe you two are little crybabies like this.
I'm not crying.
If you want to say anything, we could just play it.
I'm not crying. I'm just telling you there are rules.
It's their property.
That's not a
rule. They own that. We don't.
Can we credit them?
No.
Yes.
Well, now? I don't know. In courtesy, the same marker, can you?
I don't know how that
where
works,
I got
actually.
You, John McClane, and John Granato. He's got that one, too.
John McClane. What, John McClane was in studio when Dr. Evil called?
Apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's get Tone in here. Hey, Tone. Is it Tone or Tony what?
Tone.
It's Tone.
Tone, hey. What's going on, Tone?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How is everybody doing?
Good. What's going on?
I heard y'all talking about Deshaun the last segment. First off, I listen every day. I'm a truck driver here in the city, so I listen to ESPN all day, every day. I love the shows. I don't listen to 2 to 4 for some reason, but that's another story. But anyway, I heard y'all talking about Deshaun, and it's been killing me not to call y'all. I still just don't understand it. Like, what is this dude so upset about that he just can never play another down for the Texans before? Has Deshaun Watson ever missed a paycheck, or did they not send him his money? I don't understand what it is that happened. It's why he doesn't even want to play for them. Nothing has happened. And I think by him not actually coming out and saying anything, he's just being a real B, and I don't know if we can say that word on air, but, you know, and come out, be a man, address the situation and say, hey, I don't want to play here, instead of trying to play both sides of the fence and look good for your fans to be able to say, face, what are you upset about? Come out, let everybody know what the situation is, and then maybe we can move on or resolve the situation from there. But I just don't get it. Like, I'm a truck driver. Like I say, I make, like, what, $65,000 a year? I go to work every day, though, and I don't complain. I do my job because I have to do what I have to. And this guy is up here getting paid $20 million plus to get to throw football around. Why is he so upset? I don't understand.
Well, here it is. I mean, I don't think we can compare any of our situations to his situation. First of all, he's the face. He's the only asset the organization has, and he is fed up with their incompetence. And it starts at the top. Somebody earlier, we were talking about Angel Hernandez, who's the worst at his job, the worst of anyone that you know that does their job, the Major League umpire, Angel Hernandez, and Cal is the Angel Hernandez of NFL owners. That's what Cal is. He is the worst. He is easily persuaded. He is gullible. He is not bright. He is socially inept.
Keep going.
He is. No, Cal is the Angel Hernandez of NFL owners, of any pro owners.
That just doesn't feel like a compliment.
It's not. He's the worst.
Yeah.
And Deshaun Watson, and quite, you know, he let Bill O'Brien run over him. He's let Jack Easterby run over him. Listen, there's a football guy in place in Nick Caserio, and you got to give him a chance. And I'm interested to see how Nick Caserio handles everything, but hopefully he won't run roughshod and make the stupidest decisions that are approved or overlooked by Cal. And it's even worse if they didn't have to go, Bill O'Brien didn't have to go and say, hey, we're going to trade Deshaun Watkins for a second round. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins for a second rounder. Then if they didn't even have to do that, they just did it. And Cal just, then it's even worse. Or, well, I don't know. Approving it if he approved that deal, then maybe that's worse. But either way, it's horrific, horrific what has gone on in this organization, and the ownership has let it happen. And that's where Deshaun is. I can't play for this organization because it's too stupid.
Okay, now address the other thing he said, playing both sides of it. I think that has happened. I think Deshaun wants the fans on his side. He doesn't want to say anything. He lets other people do the talking. He won't sit down for an interview. He won't come out and say it. I don't think it's a crazy thing to think, okay, you can never, ever play for them again because of all this stuff, but you just signed a contract. That's going to just not sit well with people. You took a signing bonus. You've been spending the money on stuff. It is a little weird to say, look, it did go really, really sideways, and maybe Deshaun didn't have a good feel for how troubling it was. But you and I talked about this the entire time. Like, you don't see that there's problems with this organization when you signed the extension. Why not, if you're Deshaun, wait another year? Of course, no one wants to wait another year to get the guaranteed money, but if you really were worried about this, organization. Of course, you're betting on yourself from a health standpoint, but you can still get a Lloyd's of London contract that would pay you millions. Mm-hmm. And you could have just said, I'm just going to wait another year. I want to wait it out. I'm not taking any of your offers right now. I want to see how this goes down.
If he had taken that tact, either way, he's probably here for another couple years.
Yeah,
because of the franchise, right?
Franchise, yeah.
And the Texans hired Nick Cassero, and he still had that same stance. I'm not trading this guy. So he probably would have been here.
Would have been easier to trade him, though.
That's because true.
No salary cap hit.
That's true.
You know?
But he's probably here till 2023. If he's just, I'll play this out. And that would be the first time he could leave without causing a scene. He's going to have to, tone. You're right. If he's going to have to stop pretending to be, I'm all shucks. All shucks, Deshaun.
Yeah.
That's going to have to stop if he wants out. And it may not work anyway. But I understand why he doesn't want to be here till 30. He's 25, and I get the money makes it easier to suffer through it. But he doesn't want to spend the next five years here. And I get that if he believes there's no chance of turning around because of Cal.
No. Listen, I can certainly understand his frustration. If I was the face, the only really good player, watching how this organization has disintegrated since Bob McNair has died, I understand. I don't know that he's handled it particularly well, but I certainly get it that you don't have any faith whatsoever in this owner.
We all get it.
Yes, but how he's handled it, maybe he can turn it somehow to where he is more. I don't. If he
told the Texans, we have a promo.
He's
got to
be more transparent than he is.
The Blitz talked about they wouldn't trade Deshaun until he opened himself up to any team in the league. His trade went away. Would that make him more? Would it be more palatable to people if he said the Texans, "Hey, I'll give you any opportunity to get me out of here." I don't know. I don't know if that helped. That certainly doesn't help his cause because the Texans can ship him to anywhere, and that doesn't. He might be in the same situation.
Well, listen, but where? Okay, so where is a situation that Deshaun would be untenable for Deshaun? Name the place.
If he doesn't like Woody Johnson, maybe New York.
Well, okay, so but the Jets are the most likely with all their assets.
You mean the way the Texans would view it?
But yeah,
remember both sides have to view it the same
right,
way.
Right, right, right. No. Right, but. You know, he's in New York, the media mecca. I mean, is that untenable?
From a marketing standpoint, well, it depends. Is he really about... Look, if this is about football, yeah.
Well, he's also about lifestyle and city.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What New is this York. Really about? See, what we're starting to get into is that it's not just the Deshaun we always hear about in the story. Deshaun likes lifestyle.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't get around that. That is something.
I can't blame him. Oh, he wants to go to Miami. Yeah, me too. I mean, he wants to go to San Francisco. Okay, I get that.
But if your overriding factor is trying to give yourself a chance to win a championship, it ain't the Jets.
But no.
The Jets fans can say whatever they want.
No.
It ain't you.
No, you can, whatever,
the
Jets.
Dolphins give them the best chance. But if the Dolphins don't want to give the Texans what the Texans want, then the point's moot. You can't go. Deshaun, you and Mulligetta need to do what you can do to get a real offer for us, and then we'll talk. If you ain't getting a real offer for us, we're not talking.
Well, again, we ain't even listening to that, though. We're not in. And this keeps coming back. We're not interested in trading the player.
It is clear the Texans believe because of their leverage that they can bend Deshaun. It's rough to say to their will. Hey,
well, it's a game. We're gonna
game of
sure.
wills.
It is,
and we think at some point you don't want to suffer. You don't want to sit a year. We think you don't have it in you to do that. Despite what Jalen Ramsey is saying about he's really serious about Deshaun being really serious, the Texans got to believe at some point this dude wants to play football and he's going to do it with us because he won't have another choice.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. People like that tone call. People like that.
I'm telling you. Well, Jerome Solomon has a column. Now it's behind a paywall, so I didn't get to read all of it. Just a couple paragraphs about When will fans turn on him?
Well, we've been talking.
Yeah, but it won't become a thing nationally because they all want to save him. But locally, that time is coming. Or are there going to be enough with this? We don't want to watch TV every day and have the same discussions about you and why our quarterback doesn't want to be here.
No battle of the bands for TSU and Prairie View. They've ruled it out. Okay. Nice move. Nice move, Swack. No battle of the bands. Okay. Now. Now I've lost all luster for life.
Life or just the game?
Yeah, just, well, my life that night at that game.
The game you weren't attending anyway?
930 ESPN 975-713-780-3776 to hang with us here on ESPN.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So Dusty Baker talking about Fromber's injury. You know, it's always tough, blah, blah, blah. He's got a great supporting cast here. So at some point when you play this game, you're going to get injured. It's a real big deal. He was just coming into his own. You saw how he pitched last year, the progress he made, how he pitched down the stretch. Tremendous blow. Somebody in our system could come through like Fromber did for us this year. What are the odds?
Well, wait a minute. The way he's talking means Fromber's out.
Yeah. Well.
Tremendous blow?
Well, yeah.
Do you say that about a guy being out 6 weeks? Do you say that about a guy who, the way he's talking is a sullen tone.
We didn't know what we were counting on last year. We were pleasantly surprised. And like I tell you every spring, I'm looking for a surprise. Now, I'm looking for some more. Now I need more surprises.
Oh, it's his ring finger.
Yeah, and his
not the pinky.
Hand. No, his ring finger on his pitching hand. And the ball probably, I did that, and I broke a bone in my lower hand by a ball hitting me at the top of my finger. I broke a bone right here.
Golf? Somebody hit it?
No, I was playing softball.
Okay. I thought somebody.
No, you don't have gloves.
Like you guys
you
had a little too much to drink, and you said, "I dare you to put your hand down there in front of this drive."
No, that wasn't it. No, it hit when it hits the end of your finger, it jams your. Yeah. And I did that in softball. You don't wear gloves in softball in Chicago.
What are you talking about?
It's the 16-inch ball. You never.
Is it spongy?
No, it's rock hard.
So why are you not wearing a glove?
Well, you just don't wear a glove.
Because you can't feel it because it's cold?
Because the ball is too big for a glove. You don't wear a glove in Chicago softball.
Well, you don't that's know why nothing break,
about it. No, did you ever watch About Last Night?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Well, you saw Chicago
you
softball.
You guys are fools. What are you playing softball
with? No,
when
I play third base and you play right on the bag and it's a they'll hit rockets.
Sounds
at
smart.
You.
No,
why
you
would you play
smart?
That? But, that sounds, you guys are brilliant.
Yeah.
Why would smart, you do
well,
that?
Well, the ball softens up as the game goes along.
But even still.
But it's still, by the end of the game,
up,
it's still
you're
hard.
You're drunk and it's cold. You think
no,
it softens
well,
up.
Well, yeah, sometimes, yeah. But yeah, that's the game. Sorry.
No, that's not no, the that's game. No,
it's what when men play softball.
Okay. And how did you do?
What?
What happened to you?
I broke a hand.
Yeah. Great.
Smart move.
Yeah.
No, football's supposed to be played without helmets.
Yeah.
Leather helmets, no face masks.
Leather helmets.
That's the way you're supposed to play it.
Yeah.
No,
so those,
you don't. No, you don't.
A lot of those guys died in their 30s. That's okay. I mean, you played the game. You enjoyed the game. That's all right. Yeah.
They right. played for no money because they had to go back to their other jobs.
Yeah.
And they couldn't really, you know, they get injured playing the game and then they couldn't they actually go to their other jobs. To. So
but
they get fired.
Well, not
but
really old
game.
Age. You didn't have old age to look forward to back then.
No, you no. didn't.
You had a lot of mental issues.
You're playing football with no helmet. So right. no way you're getting old age.
Right. No. Well, back in the day, they used to know how to tackle.
You know, I think I fractured a finger playing basketball. It was about 5 weeks ago, and it's still just as swollen in this area right
five
here.
5 weeks ago? How were you playing basketball 5 weeks ago with your herpes shoulder?
I don't have a herpes shoulder, and it's been a lot better. The ball came off the rim, hit me right on top of the finger,
yeah.
Hurt a lot.
Yeah.
It's done for the day. But then I figured, you know, I've had lots of jam fingers playing basketball. It's just it's what it is. But this thing, it's still just the most swollen. Like, it's not changing The pain isn't changing. So I just figure this is a permanent injury.
You might want to get that checked out.
Herpes finger.
I'm not getting. What are they going to do about a finger right here? It's just, I can
what
still
do you mean, what are they
it.
Doing? They would actually, you
it
would be
hurts,
in pain.
But I'm fine.
Why are you?
He's a man, Del.
Is
he? Yeah. He's going to.
I dipped it in
he's going to do
beer.
The show through pain.
I did.
Not,
oh,
what
yeah.
about the rest of his life?
Well, no, I had. Yeah, it's just, well, I'm just going to have to live with it. What am I going to do? Get a. What are you going to do, Doc? Oh, we'll have a surgery and realign. No, thanks. I'll just deal with this because I'm super tough. And I can write with this
if
finger
you're so,
still.
You're so tough, you're talking about it, complaining about the pain. Mm-hmm. A really tough person won't even mention
about
it.
The pain. I just live through the pain as regular, just like I live through the pain in this foot right here on my left.
And your herpy shoulder, yeah.
Now this shoulder's starting to hurt again.
Of course it is.
Because I haven't done any rehab for a while.
You're really, if Lance actually played a sport professionally, and you know some guys they recover quickly because they hit all the benchmarks. Lance would hit none of the benchmarks.
None.
Recovering from an injury.
No, I would be. I'd be that athlete. It's like he had a setback. You know, you always hear about the guys. Well, setback in his rehab, and now he looks like it's another 2 weeks. I'd be the setback guy.
Definitely.
For sure.
You'd be the Forrest Whitley of showing up.
I had another setback.
Speaking of which,
right.
Is there a chance? I'm just saying.
No, go ahead, say it out loud. I know what you're going to say.
Today's F the Odds Friday.
Yeah, we found that out during the break.
What F these odds? What are the odds Forrest Whitley is in the starting rotation for your Houston Astros this season?
You mean at any point?
Yeah. Even at any point?
40%.
40?
You think that's low or high?
That's way high.
Does rotation mean starting one game or actually a turn?
No, that means a rotation means you.
Okay, he's actually
turn over.
He has
okay.
to go
yes.
twice. Then he has to go twice. Cause,
well, yeah.
All right, so
I mean,
I'll
before
say,
you mean before he's done for the season again?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Oh. Okay, I say 35%. I actually think they can either go get someone, which is
there has been no
at some
talk.
Point there's
there's
be,
been zero talk about him being in the zero talk. About
well,
him being
they
in the
they
rotation
have mentioned actually. That Garcia and Whitley are the two guys.
Yeah.
John Heyman mentioned it. Those are the two guys. It's either crap or get off the pot.
How long has it been that that Forrest? I think Luis Garcia is a much better has much better odds.
Well, yeah, he probably does. Or a veteran pitcher. The best odds are a veteran pitcher, free agent. That's the best odds. But even if you have
Ooh.
An injury at some point, who's going
to
pitch?
You think they're going to pay yeah. money to another guy
I think
to come
pay,
in here?
Yeah.
What
five,
guy is this?
5 million.
Although
million?
Jackie Bradley Jr. just signed. What are the pitchers that yeah. are still available out there?
Well, that's an
issue, Lance. Yeah. You know, being available.
Well, but just somebody who's 33 years old who's not that great, not great players. Well, that's more likely than Forrest Whitley. No, and that's more likely than Garcia. That's actually
no, it's
the
not.
Favorite.
No, what this
they,
organization?
They said
what
already talked about
dude, wait a minute. What did they do last year? Let's bring up Javier. Let's bring up Paredes. Let's bring up Taylor. Let's bring up.
They had to.
I mean, it was well, let's bring up a scrub. Let's bring. It's guy after. They had more major league debuts than any team in baseball history.
That's last year.
Well, it's the same thing this year. Why is it changing?
Well, why do you think they're not? Why would you think they
they're not going out and spending. What, oh,
because they don't have a good minor league system.
Do you know what we haven't done this year? You know what Jim Crane hasn't done? Let's go out there and just throw money around at everybody.
No,
they're not doing
that. I'm not talking about a lot of money, obviously. I'm not talking about a lot of money at all. I'm talking about...
Like what?
I'm trying to find...
Who are you trying to bring in here? Fires is signed, so he can't come.
Well, that would have been my first choice. It's unfortunate
no,
that he got
that
a deal.
That guy shut it down. Wouldn't that be something if hey, Fires was out there?
Okay.
He would get murdered here.
SP, yeah, you don't want to do that. SPs.
A better
SPs?
Chance. Abreu, okay, name him. Abreu, Garcia, or
Odorizzi. Too much.
Too much
too
money.
Expensive.
Are you crazy?
Homer Bailey. Zach Godley.
Oh,
these are guys who are available right
this
now.
Is, all these names
Mike Leake, Jeff Samardzija.
Mike Leake.
Jeff Samardzija.
Yep, Jeff Samardzija. Cole
He's still
Hamels.
Alive. Did
Rick
he cut
Porcello.
His hair?
Anibal Sanchez.
Jack Easterby doesn't want Samardzija in this city.
Anibal Sanchez.
He's got hair. Got long hair. Anibal Sanchez. He's still alive?
Yes. These are all guys that could end up on the squad.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at Cole Hamels last year. 0-1.
Mike Leake, that little,
okay, Cole Hamels
that little jockey.
Yeah.
No.
That's not really their style. Rick Porcello? How old is he?
Rick Porcello?
Is it Porcello? Not in the old country.
No, it'd be Porcello. It's Porcello still alive? Are you kidding me?
Hold on. Hold on. Before you go crapping all over Rick Porcello, let me just tell you what he did last year.
Okay.
What I'm finding out are these guys who are still free agents
are not very good.
Not very good. They're terrible. This guy was 0-1, 3.45. He had five games.
What?
15 and two-thirds inning, a 1.40 whip, 11 strikeouts.
Well, done. Sign him.
How old is Ricky P?
Sign him.
He was drafted in 07. Yeah, he's a little older.
Sign him then.
He's going to be a little older. So far, I still haven't found us anyone. I'm not even going to look at Anibal Sanchez. Jeff Samardzija, that can't be.
No, that's not a thing. That's not a thing. That's ridiculous.
What about Homer Bailey?
No. 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 His name's Homer. That's a bad name for a pitcher.
It's a poor name for a pitcher.
That's a pitcher from the
30s. So is a scrub.
It's not if you're from the 30s.
It's a quarterback named Pick Johnson.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you take that name?
A quarterback named Porkchop?
No, Pick Johnson.
I know Pick Johnson's bad, but you also don't want somebody named Porkchop.
Oh, you mean, oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That
like
implies.
The Kentucky quarterback.
Look, Zach Godley had an ERA last year of 10.38, but.
Who?
Zach Godley and a whip of 2.77.
Zach Godley?
But I could be a Texan. Let's see. Yeah.
I mean, listen.
It looks like we're a little
isn't
limited.
A little bit too much pressure to have your last name Godley?
You're asking. Godwin?
Well, God wins. God does win.
Yeah.
That's okay. But I'm godly?
Yeah, it's a little.
Wait a minute. That's a little much. That's
wait a
little
a
much.
Minute.
A little too much
somebody.
Pressure.
Trevor Cahill.
Who?
Old giant. No.
Trevor Cahill. He's 6'4", 223, which is how they like him. He's 33 right now. He was 1-2 last year with the 3.24, a whip of 1.200, 25 innings pitched. 31 strikeouts.
Yeah, and the year before when the Angels
six starts.
Gave him 13 starts, he was 4-9 with the ERA at 6.
Yeah, but I noticed you didn't mention the time before when he was 7-4 with the 3.76.
Yeah, and all these teams, how come they
you
don't keep him around?
You didn't mention when he was 1-0 with the 2-1-2 back in 2015.
I'll mention that he's a career 85-94.
Oh, my God.
John, that's
stop.
Your answer.
Trevor
K. is your answer. Reliever and starter.
Stop.
No, that's your answer. There you go.
The year before, he was with the Giants last year. The year before, he had a 5.98 with the Dodgers.
That's
was
the answer, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was he with the...
He had a 7.52 with Atlanta.
Look at his innings pitch to hits last year. 25 innings pitch, 16 hits, 31 strikeouts. That's not something the Astros look
did
at?
Did Trevor Cahill
can
send
we
you
stop
a pizza,
this and
too?
Go to break?
Did you get a pizza from Trevor Cahill?
No, but... I'm just telling you, this is the kind of guy they're going to look at.
No.
Ahead of Forrest Whitley.
No, they're going
to. He's probably got a rave to get to.
No.
There's no way he'll be able to make
a rave.
The bigs.
Listen, and you got to hold him back so you don't start his options.
Yeah, we got to.
Forrest Whitley, who's 40 now, you got to make sure that you don't start his options.
Welcome to the newest Astro Trevor Cahill.
946.
This is Heisman's Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We got to clean this up. Lance's finger herpes is on his right hand, and his shoulder herpes is on his left shoulder. So Jackie said, is LZ's herpes shoulder and finger on the same side? Because if so, that elbow is squarely in the herpes crosshairs. No. It's spreading across his body. It's actually pretty far away.
It's not even.
Don't you?
A little swollen.
How often do you use your left hand to, like, oh, my shoulder hurts?
No. He uses his right hand to touch his left shoulder. So
yeah,
that's probably where it
that's
came
how
from.
It spread.
That's how it spread.
Yeah.
Yeah, look. Right,
he's
right
doing
there.
It right now.
Right
yeah,
there.
I mean, technically, that's accurate, but.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as shoulder herpes.
Is your pain going away?
It's called a dislocated shoulder.
Well, or herpes. It's not leaving you.
With a torn labrum.
You get flare-ups.
I am having a flare-up.
Well, what is it then?
How about going and doing something?
Sleep on a bed that's too hard.
Maybe take some penicillin or something. Shoulder.
Call Yuval. Get that fixed.
I did.
That job done.
I did.
Wow, this is interesting. The headline here is Ben Roethlisberger's $14 million. Apparently, Ben redid his deal 1 year, $14 million. Where do you think that ranks among all active quarterbacks? $14 million 1 year, $14 million cash. Now, this is cash he'll make this year.
I'm gonna put that at like number 18.
14.
Okay.
Pretty close. Jared Goff's number one. 27.8. Carson Wentz is number two.
So Deshaun's hasn't kicked in. And
No. It's cash this year. Yeah. Cash this year. Carson Wentz is 25.4. Brady, 25. Garoppolo, 25. Tannehill, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, Matthew Stafford. And then it goes Derek Carr, Russell Wilson. I can see where Russell Wilson is. Teddy Bridgewater, Ben Roethlisberger, Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill?
Taysom Hill is 15th.
Woo!
That's the...
Congratulations, Select Sports Group, for the contract you got for Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's really nice. A guy who doesn't is not even the starter. Jameis is going to start for them this year, right?
I don't know. I have no idea what they're going to do. I don't know if they'll try to look for a quarterback.
I don't know. Would you do a revolving quarterback thing with Hill and Jameis?
No, Jameis. I mean, I just don't think Taysom's a legitimate NFL passer.
No, obviously not.
Jameis,
but you can.
Just too many turnovers.
Well, then you. How about a rotating deal? You know what?
How about
packages for both guys? You don't want Taysom Hill in every down, but Taysom Hill was effective.
Would you trade Deshaun Watson for Marshawn Lattimore? Wait, Jameis is a free agent.
Yeah, but he'd go back there to play.
Well, you could sign him if you want with the Texans.
Yeah.
Would you trade Deshaun Watson for Marshawn Lattimore, Zach Bond, and Michael Thomas?
No.
Well, top receivers in the game, top corners in the game, happens to be two big names.
You still don't have a quarterback.
And Zach Bond
then.
Is a young
what are
you rookie.
Do? What are you going to do for a quarterback?
Well, obviously, you're screwed.
Yeah, right.
Well, you're screwed in any scenario where you trade Deshaun.
Well, not really.
Well, I mean, you still could be screwed with Sam Darnold or
Tua.
Or Tua, although I feel better about it, but.
Yeah.
I'm giving you all pro players here.
So? I don't want all pro
players. Okay, then you can have Taysom Hill, too.
I don't know. I don't want Taysom Hill and his $12 million cash this year. No, Taysom Hill's not an every down quarterback. Okay. But
you get the Saints first
I mean,
round.
Even with Drew Brees there, they had packages for Taysom Hill.
You get the
Hill.
Saints first round
Why
pick.
Wouldn't you have packages for him with Jameis Winston?
You get
Winston.
The Saints first round pick, no. Mike Thomas. Now, remember, you're taking on money with those guys, too. So no. You got it. The Saints have to throw more in. So you got Marshawn Lattimore, Mike Thomas, Zach Bond.
I don't want I don't want Mike Thomas. He's a head case, and he'd be even worse here. I don't want Mike Thomas, period.
All right, Marshawn Lattimore.
And he's not a Jack Easterby guy.
Marshawn Lattimore, Zach Bond, this year's first and next year's first for Deshaun. Zach Bond hasn't proven anything yet.
No,
so
because they're
going to
win.
Lattimore.
What's that pick, 24th? I mean, no.
Okay, I wouldn't either.
I don't want any of that.
I'd like Marshawn Lattimore for free if they're just giving away corners. Man, I'm to the point now where if Deshaun doesn't want to play, I just want to see. I wish we could take a look at what the best offers were for Deshaun. I wish we knew we could just see what offers would look like. How many teams do you think would actually make an offer? Four?
For Deshaun?
Yeah.
I can't tell. Would the Dolphins make an offer for him? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they'd make an offer.
They just wouldn't allow you to get them into a bidding war.
No.
No, but would they make an offer for him?
Probably would. Probably. I don't.
But would it be?
Jets would.
I don't think it would overwhelm the Texans.
I think the Bears would. Bears would have the hardest. I don't see how the Bears could do it.
Like if the Texans were bringing back offers from the Bears and the Jets,
49ers
and going,
would do it.
Hey, Dolphins, you sure you don't want to up the ante to beat this? They'd be like, nah, whatever. Go ahead.
Eagles?
The Eagles? The Jets? The 49ers?
No, we never talk about the Eagles. What about taking the sixth pick of the draft for Deshaun Watson?
Well, the Eagles, the Jets, the 49ers would all make offers.
You would think.
Yeah. The Dolphins will throw them in there.
You got to have the cap space to handle that.
Or you cut guys.
And you got
to
have the...
To get a team without a quarterback will cut guys to get a Deshaun Watson. They will, yeah. Is there anybody that we're missing?
In New England?
You can't do it with New England. Oh, yeah, they can make an... What about Washington?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Well, if we just play a game where we say, does Deshaun have a better quarterback than your team? Yeah, we'd say a lot of them. But legitimately...
Carolina would make an offer.
But
absolutely.
See, I don't think... Deshaun wouldn't go to Washington.
Carolina?
Deshaun may not go to Philly. Carolina would make sense.
Yes.
I don't know if Deshaun would go to Carolina.
Yeah, he would, I think.
Why?
He played at South Carolina. Yeah, he's a regional hero there.
The problem with Washington is...
Does he really want to win? Is that lifestyle... That's not lifestyle.
No, but he's going to have the money to go wherever he wants.
Washington,
but not during the year.
Despite being bad, could only give you the 19th pick overall because they won their division. So you're not getting a premium pick.
No.
And if they get Deshaun, they'll probably be better than not.
What about the Raiders? The Raiders would the Raiders might make a move for him. Although, who was it just came out and said that Gruden loves Derek Carr?
Gruden? Mayock?
Mayock
says they're all on board.
He's employed. Yeah. Well, he's got to say that. He's employed.
No, but I think they are on board. It's I'm telling you, to this day, this has been going on for 4 years where Raider fans will fist fight you if you say you want to put. I put Kyler Murray there, and the Raiders fans were obsessed with me having no credibility, and I was so dumb to have Kyler Murray that high and to even think about putting him with the Raiders where they have a better quarterback than Derek Carr. Like, I've never seen a fan base so in on their own quarterback. Never. Especially one who's never done anything.
Well, yeah.
What's Derek Carr done? Has he ever won a playoff game?
No, he was hurt the one time they had a shot.
Yeah. And every
Connor
other city.
Cook came in here.
Every other city would
beat his
ass.
Congratulations.
He can't even be a roughneck.
Yeah.
They beat a guy who couldn't play in the XFL. The Texans. That's one of their playoff
wins. XFL.
Backup in the XFL.
Of course, he was backup to the MVP.
Yeah, that's
good. Some respect on it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, Urquhart, it's been deemed that Urquhart overcharged by $16 billion.
Look at that.
Wow.
Look at that number.
What do you know?
Wow. Urquhart.
Urquhart overcharged power company $16 billion for electricity during winter freeze.
Honestly, is Urquhart the Angel Hernandez?
Urquhart shut down Gritty in Texas.
Is Urquhart the Angel Hernandez of electricity providers?
Yes.
Wow. 9:58, Lance.
Lance, are you leaving? Because you know what that means.
Bye, bitch.
I don't have to put up.
Well, apparently you do, because it happens every day.
We got a meeting here after the show at 11 o'clock, so you can't go anywhere anyway.
Yeah, but you're done with the show.
Yeah, so.
Bye, bitch.
9:58, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.